Welcome to 3 Good Minutes with your host, Dr. Richard Wing.
Greetings to you. I am Richard Wing, and this is 3 Good Minutes. There's an author I like very much by the name of Thomas More. He wrote some meditations, and he titled them On the Monk Who Dwells in Daily Life. I like this one. He set a billboard near an old house in my neighborhood, displayed a 6-foot type sign that read, "Pray, it works." He says, "I always thought this was the ultimate in American pragmatism. If it doesn't work, do you stop praying? What does it mean to say the prayer that you have and that you offer, that it works? You get what you want. Life gets better." That's kind of what they're talking about here, and the assumption. "My billboard would say," says Moore, "pray it may not work. Prayer is an alternative to working hard to get what you want. One discovers eventually that what you want is almost always what you don't need. What you don't need." He says, finally, "Pray, period. Don't expect anything. Or better, expect nothing. Prayer cleanses. It cleanses us of expectations and allows holy will, providence, and life itself an entry into our lives. What could be more worth the effort, or the non-effort, shall we say?" I was brought up with the thought that prayer is kind of like getting a cheaper rate off of God, instructing God on what you need, etc. I learned something from Garrison Keillor, who said, "Oftentimes what you pray for is not what you get, but it turns out to be something that you would have asked for in the first place had you known that that is exactly what you needed." God help us along the way to get some clarity in prayer, speak the truth before God, and then go on our way and see the beauty that is all around us, waiting for us to drink it in. This is Richard Wing, and this is 3 Good Minutes.